Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. You guys are in for a crazy, crazy, crazy day. Today is you have the opportunity of meeting a guy I have just come to love. He is 15 years old. He spoke at our Funnel Hacking Live conference. Rock the house. I want to introduce Caleb Maddox. Caleb, welcome.
What's up, guys? Super awesome to be here on this this podcast and be doing this. I mean, I listen to it all the time, so it's just cool. I'm one of you guys, so I'm looking forward to doing this and making it happen.
So, again, for those of you guys who don't know, Caleb is 15 years old. He's the CEO of Maddox Book Club. He's basically making over 200K doing what he loves doing. He's been featured on Forbes and Inc. And Huffington Post. But most importantly, as Caleb said, he is a fellow funnel hacker. So, guys, you're going to love this opportunity, man. Caleb, thanks again.
Yeah, thank you, man.
So the first time I met you was actually out here in Boise when you and Emily came out with your dads. And we kind of hung out with my kids and Russell's kids over at Russell's house. You taught them all this fun, cool stuff. And then my wife beat you and your dad up working out the next day. So it was it was a ton of fun. We had a great, great experience. So I just wanted to kind of just dive right in. And if you don't mind, tell people, for those who don't know what your whole story, give them some insight as far as why in the world a 15-year-old like yourself is dominating public stages, literally internationally right now, and what you're doing these days.
Yeah. So basically, my story started whenever I was about 7 years old. And actually, I share this story all the time, and I just recently shared this story on Facebook, and it's gone insane and has almost like 8 million views. But whenever I was 7 years old, I went over to my friend's house, and my friend's mom randomly walked up to him and handed him a $20 bill. And I was like, dude, like, how did you just make that $20? What did you do? And he basically said that he did these things called chores. So this is the first time I was ever introduced to chores. You know, I'm 7 years old at the time. So I immediately went to my dad's, and I've always been super money motivated. So as soon as I got back with my dad, I asked him, Dad, what can I do to do chores? Like, can I please do chores in order to make money? And my dad said, no. And I was like, what do you mean no? Like, don't you want me to learn to, you know, take out the trash and do the dishes and, you know, clean up my room and all that stuff? And he was like, yeah, but I expect to do that stuff. He said, I mean, when you're older, you're not going to get paid for doing the dishes. That's the stuff you have to do. He said, but what you're going to be paid for is the stuff that you read and the stuff that you know. So he said, instead of me paying you $20 for chores, I'm going to pay you $20 for every single success book that you read. So I was absolutely motivated to start reading. I started reading, started falling in love with personal growth and all this different stuff. And what I found is there was a lot of other kids out there who didn't have a passion for personal growth. They didn't have a passion for learning. They didn't have a work ethic. They didn't understand selling and business and all that good stuff. So it started with me just wanting to make a difference in other kids' lives. And I started talking to my friends about reading, and they started getting some results. I had my entire class reading success books. And then after that, I was like, well, I want to take this to a whole nother level. Like, it's great to impact my 20 classmates, but how can I, you know, make even a greater impact? So I started doing stuff on social media. I did my first video at about 8 years old, and I put that out there, and I was super nervous at first. But then a lot of kids started liking it. I started doing that, and then at about 12 years old, I decided, you know what, social media is great. I'm impacting a lot of kids, and a lot of kids have been doing awesome things. But I was like, you know what, I'm going to write a book. It's like all the greats, what do they first start off doing? They write a book, right? So I said, I'm going to write a book. So I wrote the book, Keys to Success for Kids is what it's called. And it got in the hands of, you know, thousands of other kids. And it was really cool. I started having, you know, a lot of attention. A lot of people started reaching out to me for interviews and all this different stuff. And I had a lot of exposure, and I was having viral videos. But the problem was, I was like, wait a second, how can I monetize it? How can I start making money doing this? What can I do to start selling stuff? And like most smart people do who want to make money online and learn about that, they go to the one and only Russell Brunson. So I was introduced to him by actually Emily's father, Joe Gilletti. And he told me a little bit about Uncle Russell. And I started watching his stuff. I fell in love with it, read his books. And next thing you know, I just started making more money than I could ever imagine. I mean, literally, it just 10x'd right off the bat. And now, I mean, it's unbelievable. I'll be a millionaire by the end of the year off of the stuff that Uncle Russell teaches and offer all you guys at ClickFunnels. And that's my story. That's how I became a funnel hacker.
Oh, I love that story. I literally have chills, man. That is just awesome. So tell me, how does your funnel actually work? Because that's for sure everyone's good. I can tell you right now, the thing people are going to want to know from you definitely is, how does your funnel work? And then what in the world they could do to basically help their kids do what you've done. So let's first address, how does your funnel work?
So, I mean, I have a bunch of different funnels for a bunch of different stuff. You know, we have a lot of businesses and stuff like that that most people don't even know about. But the main one that I have is Maddox Book Club. And Maddox Book Club, you know, the thing is, you guys are probably expecting me to come up here and I'm going to tell you something unbelievable about my funnel and this and that. But honestly, I just modeled like Uncle Russell with what he has. And I, you know, Russell Brunson, I call him Uncle Russell because he's everybody's uncle, right? So, but it's his typical webinar funnel type of thing. But instead of doing a webinar, because what we found is I tried doing a webinar for my company, Maddox Book Club, which I think we'll talk a little bit about later in this this podcast. But the problem was a lot of kids didn't want to watch a webinar. Like, I don't know if that was that appealing to them. So I've done a couple different things to make it exciting and make it fun for kids. And the main thing is I'm doing this thing called the Maddox Game Show. So what the Maddox Game Show is it's basically a webinar in a game show form. So I break down their beliefs by playing, you know, Family Feud and different game shows and stuff like that. And we go to the baseball field and the basketball court and all that good stuff. And then we take them through the webinar funnel. And then also I have just a plain webinar for parents. So I found that works really well because, you know, the kids at the end of the day, you can have them fall in love with you, but the parents have the money, right? So we have one running for them as well. But that's basically it. And honestly, you'd be shocked. My dad and I, we're building – I mean, we have a team who puts together funnels and stuff like that. But we're building funnels like every single – you know, every other week we're having something new, bringing something new to the market, tweaking and making it happen with the awesome tool called ClickFunnels.
I love it. So let's talk more about this whole gamification, because gamification right now is one of the main things we're looking at doing, even as we roll out Russell's new book, Expert Secrets, which you and I were talking about before we actually started recording. But tell me a little bit about – help me understand how the games actually work inside of your funnel, because your audience is, again, they're kids who typically short attention span and yet at the same time don't actually have the money. So it's kind of a fun little thing to figure out. So tell me more about it.
So basically the way that we've put together the game show is it's something fun for the entire family to watch. So we make it to where we appeal a lot to the parents. We bring my dad in and do some cool stuff there. And then also we make it for the kids as well to where they'll want to enjoy it. That way you have the kids at the end, they're begging their parents to get to end up buying my Maddox Book Club. But then also the parents want it for the kids. So the way we do it is we have the first game that we play is baseball. And basically, I'll ask them questions. I'll say like, okay, family, all right, what do you guys think is the answer to how you can get more confidence, or, you know, the answer to, you know, reading? I'll teach them about personal growth basically. And I'll say, if you think it's this, then you'll like it's first base, or you think it's this, it's second base. And they'll all guess. And then I'll hit the ball to whatever base the actual answer is. So then it's like it's really fun. I hit a home run. It's like a really cool experience. But then also the kids are learning the same way. They're finding out stuff about how Warren Buffett and Bill Gates love reading and how they should do reading as well, because I write a book a month for the Maddox Book Club members, and it kind of breaks down their belief that way. And then we have them come to – we go to the basketball court.
Hold on, but I want – that's – so you're doing this – what platform are you using to do this on?
So actually this is – it's a pre-recorded game show. So we edited it all. And then we upload it straight into ClickFunnels through YouTube.
Oh, I love it. So dang cool. Oh, fantastic. So are you playing this as an auto webinar then?
It's the reason that we're doing it like pre-recorded and edited and all that is mainly because we're able to throw in like really cool effects. And I'll say something like, I don't know, like, you know, you got to wake up early. And then I'll have a funny clip of someone come in and like their parents are like banging pots and pans together, waking them up. So like we have them all laughing, and I actually still watch some of it to this day because we get all the kids laughing and enjoying it. So that's the gamification process, like just making it a fun experience. And I see you guys are trying to do that, making the funnel and the buying process fun for Expert Secrets, which I absolutely love.
Oh no, we've had a ton of fun. We've been dealing with a lot of our Dream 100 people, and everything right now is focused around the Avengers and Batman. And Russell was literally just, you know, spent $3,000 and had a custom ordered Batman suit for him. And in fact, if you want, you can go to expertsecrets.com/Batman and actually watch the video of basically it's freeze framed bringing the entire Batman costume together in just a few minutes. So it's actually was really pretty cool. But with that said,
well, I know I got the Expert Secrets in the mail and I was so pumped up. Like my dad and I, we've been waiting for it. And whenever we got it, it was like the coolest thing. It was like Christmas, you know, and we got it. And then we opened it up and there was like a little comic book in there. And then there's a Batman nightlight. And I just loved it. I thought
it was
super cool.
You got my nightlight. Awesome.
I got the nightlight. Yeah.
All right. So that's the gamification. So for those of you guys who are listening, make sure that as you're doing your webinars and everything else, one thing is that Caleb's done an amazing job of, and that is actually entertaining. And that entertaining component, it actually really engages. I've been amazed to see how engaged you're able to keep not only the parents, but also the kids on the same webinar watching this. So that's super mm-hmm. cool.
Oh, so for sure. That's what it comes down to is like the edutainment. It's like, you know, educating and entertaining at the same time. And you guys do a phenomenal job. But if you look at all the people who succeed online, it's very entertaining, very fun to watch. And then also you're learning something at the exact same time. So that's definitely something that they can all implement into their you know, videos online, their funnels and all that good stuff is, you know, educating and entertaining, like intertwined together.
I love it. That's awesome. We're going to use that term edutainment in the title of this podcast. So that's pretty dang cool. I love it.
I'm in. I like it.
All right. So Caleb, tell me the next thing, and that is, so now you've got these people, they're buying what? So help me understand kind of your funnel. When you close out, is this a membership platform you're sending them into as far as Maddox Book Club? How's it actually work? Mm-hmm. What's the close work like?
Okay. So here is what Maddox Book Club is. Maddox Book Club is something I created because, you know, I've done a lot of one-on-one coaching with kids, and once they're done with it, they absolutely, like, their results just 10x. I mean, I've done a little bit of one-on-one coaching for this one girl. Her name is Mia. And Mia has literally, she wrote her own book. It's in every single school in Iowa. She's been on TV. And like, that's where I thrive. I love mentoring kids and helping them out. So as I was putting this together, I was like, how can I mentor other kids at a large scale? So obviously I can't talk to all these kids one-on-one and on the phone, but I figured out what I can do is they need that daily touch. That's the main thing that a lot of kids need to keep them fueled and keep them going. So what we do is we have a feature where we send them a daily video, and the videos are about, you know, people skills and having confidence and learning the importance of giving. We have an entire month on like learning money and you know, the right beliefs about money. So we have all that stuff, setting goals, and I send them a daily video, and we don't do it. We have a membership site where we store all the videos, so where they can continue to go back in and rewatch them. But then also we text them their videos on a daily basis. So we have this system with one of our business partners where he can text the video to their phone. So right now we have hundreds of kids going through and getting daily texts. And it's super cool. Like every day, I mean, I've had like, I think there's been like 12 kids already who have written their parents' thank you notes for signing them up for the book club. So that's been really cool. And then also what we do is I write a monthly book. So I personally, it's been a huge commitment, but I literally write a book a month. The first book is Keys to Success for Kids 2.0. So it's just like my first book. It's the basics of success, but it's a little bit better. Like I share a lot more stuff and a lot more, you know, stories and all that good stuff. The second book is on how you can have unstoppable confidence. So we get their confidence. Because what we found is a lot of parents, one of their number one things that they're worried about with their kids is, you know, I want my kid to be confident. I want my kid to have self-esteem. And I used to be probably the most shy kid you'll ever meet. And I tell them that story and kind of get him going there. And then the third book is on how to make money as a kid. And they continue to get a book a month. So that's the main thing. So as soon as they sign up, they will get texted the daily video. And then the monthly book will be shipped to their house. You can't get the book anywhere else, you know, every single month.
That is way cool. I love that. So what's the cost for the book club?
So the book club right now, and we're testing different prices. It's a very new thing. What we found that's working really well is $47 a month. So that's it. Or you can pay an upfront fee of $497. So that's the price.
That is, I know, so right? Dang cool.
Isn't it so worth it? So worth it.
Yeah, what you're hearing in the background right now is my basically going to Maddox Book Club. So right now, I want to make sure everyone goes to, as you listen to this, as soon as you get off, go to MaddoxBookClub.com. You need to definitely take a look at, again, it's Maddox, M-A-D-D-I-X, and then Book Club, B-O-O-K-C-L-U-B.com. I highly recommend you guys go through his funnel. Caleb, it is so cool. For one, just your excitement, your enthusiasm. I love the whiteboard with all the yellow sticky notes basically over it. It's very almost kind of Brendan Burchardis. Russell was with Brendan just last week. I was with him 2 weeks ago. And it's just so cool to see, again, your testimonials, your whole thing on your book club is awesome. And, again, I think it's just it's important, guys. First of all, as you're listening to this, I'm sure all of you guys are sitting there going, oh, my gosh, how in the world is Caleb writing a book a month when I can't even get my funnel created? So congratulations on that. But I think it's – Caleb, I've just been so impressed by – again, by you and your dad. I've had the opportunity of getting to know Matt, your dad, quite well. And just, again, just an amazing man. And just the relationship the two of you guys have together, I think is just – I'm a father of four boys, and nothing's more exciting for me than the relationship I have with my boys and my wife.
For sure.
But I think the other thing I wanted to kind of ask you about here, and that is, as you take a look as far as, you know, kind of where you're going and, you know, obviously a millionaire here by the end of the year, what are your goals? Where do you see this thing in a year or two? What's the next step?
Well, obviously there's the financial side of, you know, the millionaire and all that stuff. And that stuff's really cool. But honestly, for me, it does truthfully come back to impact for me. I mean, if you can hear me on stage, you know, like if you hear me speak or whatever, you'll hear me talk about money, and I get passionate about work ethic and all that stuff. But then whenever I talk about giving, it really kind of hits home for me because, you know, I've been on over 53 missions trips with my dad because he used to run a missions movement and he used to take me on the trips and stuff like that. And I've just seen a lot of brokenness, and I've seen a lot of kids who need the stuff that I have. So, I mean, I see myself in within a year, I definitely want to have at least 100,000 kids who have been touched by the Maddox Book Club. You know, I want them getting – I mean, I just – it literally every morning it kind of fuels me because I just imagine 100,000 kids getting a text every single day, like with a video from me. Like, it's just so, and then 100,000 kids getting a book shipped to their door. So, I mean, that's the long-term goal, that type of stuff. And then also my dad and I are launching a new missions movement called Maddox Missions, where we're going to do mission trips in America, and we're going to take people, and we're going to, you know, go feed the homeless, and we're going to help fatherless kids, and we're going to do, you know, do a whole bunch of stuff for single mothers and all that. And that's my main goal. I want to get to the point where the money's good and I'm pretty much set for a while, but I want to be able to completely give back and make an even bigger impact than I can even imagine now. So that's the long-term goal, is having all those kids go through there, having my missions movement. And, you know, obviously I have a huge passion for the fatherless kids. I would like to, you know, give away one day I'd like to give away like 1,000 books within a 1,000 bikes within a day to fatherless kids, because I have such an amazing dad, and I can't imagine, you know, kids out there who don't even have as good of a dad as me, let alone not even having one. So I have a passion for the fatherless kids as well. But that's where I see myself, in a couple of years down the road.
Caleb, it just gives me chills. I've seen a lot of your guys' social media type of stuff. It's all the, you know, the social media, you and your dad feeding the homeless pizza and the impact that had. I think the part I've really loved about what you and your dad have done a ton of, and that is, you know, I've taken my kids to, you know, Mexico and different places and, you know, third world country type of missions. You guys have been really passionate about missions here in the States and for kids and things. And I think that is just, I'm really impressed with it. I really, really am. I think what you and your dad are doing is super, super cool. I love the whole idea as far as Maddox missions. 1,000 bikes, that is just, again, you let me know when you want. I'd be more than happy to buy a couple of those bikes. I would love to contribute to that. So when you guys have that up and running, hit me up, and you count on me for definitely a couple of bikes.
For sure. Well, I mean, that's why you are successful and why you're doing amazing things, because you have that that giving mentality. So we'll definitely let you know when, and we really appreciate that.
Oh, that's great. Well, Caleb, as we get kind of close to wrapping things up here, tell me what advice would you have for parents? I mean, obviously, you speak to kids as well as parents. What advice would you have for parents for helping, you know, inspire their kids and kind of get them going, get them off the couch and away from the video games and doing more of some of the stuff you're doing?
So, I mean, I would honestly, when parents ask me this, because I get this question, obviously, you know, all the time, you know, in speeches sure. and on Facebook Lives and all that, I always come back to really three things. And, you know, it's my core three of why I've been able to do the things that I've been able to do and live the life I've been able to live is number one, to learn. Start getting your kids to read books. Start getting your kids to watch videos. You know, get your kids understanding the power of personal growth. Get your kids, you know, watching Uncle Russell Brunson, watching, you know, this podcast. Get them, you know, get them learning and understand the power of that. And I really would, you know, challenge a lot of parents out there to start paying their kids $20 per book that, you know, they read. And just get them having that passion. That's the first step. And then the second step I would say is get them earning. So the first one's learn, second one is earn. Get them understanding the right money beliefs. And I'm not just saying this because I'm on this podcast. I truthfully believe this all in my heart. Like, start teaching your kids, like, funnels and different selling. I mean, you know what would be the coolest thing? If we could get, like, 1,000 kids out there to all build a funnel, how cool would that be? So that's truthfully, though, get your kids to understand, like, funnels and marketing and the basics of people and how to sell and get them around people, you know, like the ClickFunnels team. And then third thing is return. So first, so the three are learn, earn, and return. And what I mean by return is giving back. Start teaching your kids the power of giving. Start teaching your kids that, yes, money's important, but at the end of the day, impact's more important than income. You know, giving is the ultimate goal. And not only just teach your kids to give to charities and stuff like that, but actually get your kids out into, you know, either the broken areas of your town or go to a place where there's a lot of, you know, broken people and get them around, you know, the people who have less than them, the less fortunate. Because, like, it'll bring a completely new perspective to your kids. It'll give them gratitude. It'll help them complain less. It'll actually motivate them to want to be able to do great things so they can help people like that. So those are three final pieces of advice for all the parents out there. And, yeah, so learn, earn, and return. That's my final little nugget of the day.
Oh, man, Caleb, absolutely love it. Again, love working with you. If there's anything we can do, by any means, you've got my contact information. Hit me up anytime. Again, I actually started paying my kids $20 after you were out here, and they've gone through. I've paid out a couple $100 already, so I'm pretty happy about your inspiration to my own kids' lives. So it's been a fun.
How
thing.
How cool is that?
Yeah. So okay, thank
guys,
you very much.
And final thing of the day. I want to say, guys, I know Uncle Russell's new book is coming out, Expert Secrets. As soon as I got in the mail, I started reading. I dropped everything I was doing, and guys, like my favorite book, if you had asked me a week ago, would have been .com Secrets, but it got ruined because now I've read Expert Secrets. So check it out. Like, however you guys can get it. I know the launch is coming up soon, and I know there'll be people listening to this a year from now. But get this book in your hands. It's already helped my business a lot. My dad and I actually had a meeting this morning on how we can implement what we've already been learning. So get Expert Secrets in your guys' hands. And I really appreciate your time. And be a funnel hacker.
I love it, Caleb. We'll talk to you soon, bud.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dreamcar and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.